Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So one of the knots that God helped you untangle was finances and always feeling kind of like a have not. Take it from there.
Well, I am definitely, my family is the poor family in the family, in the extended family. So my sister and her family, my parents, they all have much more money. Their money tree grows better than ours does.
Actually, they have a money tree, right?
Right, exactly. And so when we would go on vacation, you know, it would be very easy for them to pull out a credit card and pay for the entire group of us, you know, five kids, you know, three couples. It would not affect them or hurt their bottom line at all. But knowing that if my family did that, it would maybe creep in on some of the other bills that we had to pay. We just didn't have unlimited resources. And so even though I'm the oldest child, I'm the oldest daughter of two, I felt like I was the kid, and it would make me feel, you know, silly and stupid and like I wasn't an adult and like I wasn't successful, and it messed me up. And when I was at home just with my family, I mean, we make a good living. I can afford Starbucks regularly. You know, I love Starbucks. But when you start comparing yourself and you get in those situations where maybe you can't keep up or you can't do what they can do, sometimes the financial part of it makes you feel like, you know, you're just not, you can't keep up, you don't measure up.
Yeah, that's really true. That's why I'm glad you spoke about that out loud. Okay, how about this one, ministry?
Oh, here, I've got a great story for you. As my book released in June, I had a good friend, and her book was releasing in July, and I love this woman, love her, love what she writes about. It's kind of in the same field of what I'm writing about, and we support each other, and we love each other, and I remember watching our books start rivaling each other on Amazon, on the new release bestsellers list. And we were up and down, and all of a sudden, my book dropped, and her book shot to the top. And I remember sitting there going, oh my gosh. And all of a sudden, that anxiety started coming up. And, you know, those charts change every day, every hour. But when I happened to look at it, I was not in the position that I wanted to be in. And here is what I did to combat that. Instead of wishing the worst, instead of feeling like my book wasn't as good as her book or I wasn't as loved as she was, I started blessing her. And so I said, Father God, thank you for my friend's book, and thank you for the message that she has and the people that she's reaching, and thank you. I just ask you to bless her and her ministry, and I ask you to bless everything that she puts her hands to. And you know what that did? Is it took that envy and jealousy and comparison pit that I can get into, and it took it away. It like lost its power because I decided to bless instead of allow that situation to make me feel worthless.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.